I want to talk about one quick nugget of wisdom that came out of this interview. I want to highlight this. Education is tax deductible.
Oh, snap. That's
right.
Isn't
that crazy?
Yes.
Education is tax deductible. So guys, if you've been on the edge of trying to figure out whether it's worth it to buy one of the Academy programs or not, well, why don't you do it? Create your LLC, start your business, and then write it off in your taxes and get that money back at the end of the year. Since
yeah,
just
guys, the IRS has given a 10 to 30% discount on all of our educational products. It's amazing. It's
Come
unbelievable.
Come on, man. Get the money back.
Get it back. Yeah, heck yeah.
Education is a discount. Definitely take advantage of that. Let's start the show.
Hey, freedom fighters. Welcome to the Active Duty Passive Income Podcast, the only place where military members, veterans, and their families learn how to build wealth through real estate investing. I'm your host, Mike Foster, and I'm here to show you how to stop wasting your benefits. Now get off your ass, step up to the firing line, and make ready for today's lesson.
When I first started in real estate investing, I was completely terrified of making that one huge mistake. In fact, I walked on eggshells, overanalyzed everything, and pretty much paralyzed myself for months, simply out of fear. Are these numbers okay? Will it cash flow? What if a tenant destroys my property? What if someone sues me and takes all my stuff? I knew real estate was my path to financial independence, but I was saddled with a pretty bad case of the what ifs. Turns out what I really needed was a mentor to guide me, someone to bounce ideas off of, double check my numbers, help me build my local team, and provide me sound and sage advice when I felt stuck. Introducing ADPI's Operation Atom, the Action Takers Only Mastermind. For less than $15 a month, you'll get access to a private network of fellow action takers kicking ass in real estate, plus exclusive 24/7 coaching from both me and Mike Foster. You'll also receive programmed accountability through ADPI's 30-Day Hero Facebook Live Challenge, hours of bonus content, including Coffee with Kevin training seminars, weekly live Q&As broadcast direct to you, free webinar replay, and unlimited access to our new house hacking calculator. You better act fast, y'all, because if you purchase ADPI's flagship 37-lesson Military Real Estate Investing Academy today, you'll get 1 month of Operation Atom free. Still feeling stuck? Kick your fears to the curb and join the movement of action takers now. Check out the link in this episode's show notes or text DEAL to 33777 to get started. All right, y'all, that's enough chatter for now. Let's get fired up for today's episode.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Active Duty Passive Income Podcast. We've got another awesome guest for you today. This guy's military. He's in the Navy, of course. Awesome.
God, the Navy.
But listen, Kev, you can relax yourself over there, all right? Mr. Chairford. But no, man, guys, definitely excited to welcome Brad Penley to the show. Awesome and experienced real estate investor, active duty Navy, down in Pensacola, Florida. I'm sorry, not Pensacola, Florida, Panama City, Florida, at the dive school. What's going on, Brad? How you doing?
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. It's an honor to meet you guys and talk with you guys, and especially share some things from the short path that I've been on so far into real estate investing, and how I kind of went from a frustrated single family home investor to now putting offers on 138 unit places and 150 unit places and 170 unit places in a very short amount of time. So that's kind of what I'm going to get into today. Talk a little bit about the company I want to say I'm with, that it's not my company. And that's part of the team aspect we'll dive into a lot, but awesome individuals on this company called The Growth View, View spelled V-U-E. And just amazing impacts that we're looking not only to make in real estate, but to also make a worldwide impact. And I'd definitely love to tell you guys more about that.
We want to hear about it. Yeah, we definitely want to hear about that.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Yeah, let's start off. Take me back. Let's say, when did you start real estate? How many years? So you've been in the Navy for 12-ish
years. Yeah, just hit 13 years.
Just hit 13. Okay, yeah, congratulations. There you go.
Was originally from Hickory, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of then, I'll start the story then. At one point in time, I was in middle school. Man, it still gives me tingles now. But one morning, my mom had to break open this bag of like silver dollars that her grandfather had given her. And that's how she gave us boys that money so we could pay for lunch that day.
Wow.
And that really stuck with me. My parents worked hard and they had great jobs. You know, my mom ended up being, I think she was a teacher at the time, but she ended up being like a elementary school principal. My dad was a furniture plant manager before the crash in 08 that kind of took all textiles and furniture overseas. But, you know, I saw that, and they tried to make the best decisions they could. And they tried everything they could, but there was always this kind of financial unease. I never went hungry, per mm-hmm. se, but we didn't have any of the nice things. Mm-hmm. So it definitely led us to be humble. And, my first truck was a 1981, Datsun pickup truck that was rust colored.
Rust colored. It was rust colored on purpose, though.
The ignition hung out. The key hung out of the steering console, and I had to reach in through the back door to pop open the window.
There you go.
But my dad was like, "Hey, if you can date in this truck, then you're gonna be good. It was good lessons. It was good lessons that they learned. But that's kind of where it started. Is that like I never wanted to have to break open a bag of a collectible coins from like my grandfather to be able to pay for my kids' lunch. And since then, I got two other brothers. One is active duty Navy pilot that flies E-2C Hawkeyes. Mm-hmm. The other one is Army Special Forces captain out with the 10th Group. And we've all gotten into real estate investing. Matter of fact, they were my first multifamily investors as well. So, as a family, we're kind of progressing that way. And as a military family, we're progressing that way. And we're trying to teach all of us, all of our junior sailors and junior soldiers and junior officers how to do this kind of stuff. And we're mm-hmm. teaching it to them right off the bat. From there, when I was at my very first mobile unit, I went through the 2 years of the EOD pipeline down in Panama City and down at Eglin Air Force Base, jump school, did all the advanced free fall schools, all the cool guy stuff. I finally got to my unit. I was thinking I was pretty hot at the time. I got all these fresh new skills. And as of any of these special forces units you go to, we started playing like ultimate frisbee, right? Like really hardcore thing to do, but it's savage. It's just a savage.
What are they? The gator ball. Officer, that's what they call it in the Air Force. They call it gator ball. And people are like breaking their legs and like just cracking their spines and stuff. Right. It's like,
and then, and the commanding officer at the time, his name was George Byford. He's a massive man, probably 6'3", 6'4", 260. And I'm going up to catch this, this frisbee, I was 30, 40 feet in the air, wherever, trying to catch this thing. And, the CO just nailed me, and I was laid out on the grass. And he reached out for my arm. I lift up my hand. He just jerked me up off the ground. And he grabbed me by both shoulders. He's like, "Brad, I want you to remember two things." And I was like, "Okay." I'm like stunned. My eyes are still, looking all which way. And he's like, "One, never underestimate an old man. Two, buy a house everywhere you go."
Oh,
and I was like,
He said that to you in that moment.
I don't know what, if it was the contact or
that is amazing, impetus,
but it always stuck around in my head. Of course I didn't listen to him because, I was young and crazy at the time and I lived on a sailboat for 5 years, but like something kept ticking in the back of my head that I should do this. Bought a single family home in Virginia and it kind of got burned on that because it was a new construction. I can kind of go on for days why I don't like new construction. It was in a new neighborhood that didn't get completed yet. The next set of houses had the same floor plan but with an extra bedroom. So that devalued our house.
Yep, there goes your value.
Then, did a couple moves, bought a couple more and found out like how much vacancy hurts. Like this deep in your soul hurts. And you're like 3 months of vacancy, or if you have somebody military that PCS is out of your house in October, like, hey, it's tough
in a military town, especially.
From October to February, March time, it's tough. Mm-hmm. So I learned a lot about that. And I was like, as soon as I got to San Diego, I wasn't overly educated, but I just heard it was smarter to get more units. So got a duplex there. And then the amount of time and owning it in 6 years, it's gone up like $400,000 in value, and learned about appreciation, then learned about 1031 exchanges. But then came down to Florida, bought another one. And then, you know, from there, managing the ones I have, I was already getting to be what we call like the beleaguered owner, the beleaguered investor.
Just tired.
On small properties. And it was pretty exhausting. So trying to figure out what to do next. The more I read, the more I studied, it was just like the more frustrating it was going to be to just go from 2 units to 4 units to 8 units to 16 and 32 and double it up. Right, right. And so I met this one mentor, and he had told me how he talked to an Air Force jet engine mechanic.
Yes.
And he said, Hey, what's your process for, what's your investing timeline look like? And she's like, well, I want to buy a 2 unit place, and I want to buy a 4 unit place, mm-hmm. and then an 8 unit, and double up every year until I got a 100 unit place. And he was like, let me ask you, did the Air Force teach you to work on jet engines by giving you a 2-cylinder lawnmower and then a 4-cylinder VW bug and then a V8 Titan pickup truck and then an 18-cylinder Mack truck? And she was like, no. She was like, they just taught me how to work on the jet engine.
F-16s. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, and that made so much sense to me. You know, so many things in EOD and so many things into the military, for example, jumping, as a civilian, you can't jump at night until you've had 250 jumps, bro. On my sixth jump, they were like, or fifth jump, they're like, boom, boom, out the door. It's like you're floating in the sky, you know? So it's just, we're used to, our culture promotes rapid learning and rapid progression, basically called the Peter principle, kind of out of the Bible, where Peter wasn't ready yet, but he said, follow me, come and you'll figure it out. So
I like that.
It was just chasing mentors, and just chasing programs. And it was one of those things. I've been fortunate enough not to have to pay for education before. Went to the Naval Academy. Thank you, taxpayers. Went to Naval Postgraduate School. Thank you, taxpayers. All good stuff. But none of that in those schools do they teach you how to become financially independent.
Nope.
They don't teach you, you know, about
they don't teach it in any school.
No school, nothing like that. So, you know, that was some of the knowledge I was really craving. And it was like the first time to pay to play. And they say, to get into these large apartment complexes, you got like basically 3 ways to do it. Either you're born into it, like your family's always done it. You grew up learning it. You grew up seeing your moms and pops doing it. Two, you spend like 7 to 10 years in a very frustrating position, like an analyst, or you're working as a property manager or a mortgage underwriter or a mortgage lender or something like that. Or three, you pay to get the knowledge. And for me, in that advanced learning and how fast I wanted to go, I paid for it. And it's kind of what I tell a lot of people, like, they're not teaching you anything specific at Harvard or Princeton or Yale or Stanford at an MBA course. What you are paying for is the network. And
the name on that degree.
And the name on the degree. Mm-hmm. And the network I got from going to one of these kind of mastermind groups for a very specific kind of knowledge was unbelievable. And in the year that we had it, it was set up as an executive MBA kind of program. And the velocity of learning inside that program was faster and more consuming than when I was trying to learn how to save my life and other people's lives at EOD school. Mm-hmm. I mean, the information was that tangible, it was that good. And the only test was at the end, go buy an apartment. Mm-hmm. You know, there wasn't these little tests along the way to test your knowledge. It was like, you know, get to do this. And then it was kind of like the only time in my life that I'd done a group project where everybody in the group worked. And I liked everybody in the group. So kind of splintering off from that, there was kind of 8 of us that found out we kind of had the same Christian-based principles and of business. And for me, when I was a senior in at the Naval Academy, went and did like a mission project trip to East Africa. Mm-hmm. And got to spend some time building orphanages and planting trees, and got to spend some time in Nairobi. Oh. And then I did 2 deployments to Afghanistan, and I was like in with the people and actually working with the people.
Right.
And really trying to, and really seeing the fruits of my actual hands, my actual labor then of defusing bombs so their kids wouldn't step on them and lose legs, limbs, or life, or their truck would blow up and literally destroy their entire livelihood, to even like we saved their donkeys and cattle from blowing up. That saved their lives, that took them and could save their next generational lives by that kind of work and service.
Right.
But the hardest thing for any of these mission-based services to do is to raise money. And when you go and ask people like, hey, I'm going on this mission trip, I'm going to do awesome things, hey, can you help me out? And they might throw you $100. They might throw you a bone here and there. So me and my business partner were like, man, we're successful. We're fine. Our W-2 pays are great. We can live on and do that. But how do we do more? And so we met these other people, 6 other people that had already succeeded in business. They'd already bought and sold multiple franchises or companies, or they're currently running other successful companies and they can kind of step away from it. So we all came to the same conclusion that through this mechanism of syndicating apartments, basically syndicating is a fancy word for collecting money from a bunch of investors, that we can go buy an apartment and that would spill off cash flow and it'd spill off revenue whenever we went to go do an equity event, which is selling it, 1031 exchanging it, or doing a refinance out of it. Is we can build that company around the giving that we want it to happen, that we want to go towards those mission trips. So then everybody's winning. Investors are getting the money they want. They want a great return and they also feel good about it. They want to do more. And most of the people that have $50,000, which is our minimum investment amount, they've kind of at the same spot. They've made it and they've been successful at their other jobs. And now they're to the point where they want to do more. And really selling that story too is like, we're not just greedy. I got everything I could ever want. My house is amazing. My friends are amazing. I got the truck of my dreams. But
1981, okay, rust colored.
Yeah, the rust colored house. I picked it back up. But it's like, you know, what can I do more? What can our team do more now?
Yeah.
And once we got to that team effort, it went from, you know, hey, this is a great idea, to we're putting offers on you know, $7 to $12 million properties like that. We have equity partners that can bring $10 to $20 million to a deal like that. I'm on a call once, twice, 3 times a week with other possible joint venture partners for people and a lot of other active duty military guys that have been successful in the flips, or they've been successful in single home turnkey, or in the small multifamily, but they're all finding it the same kind of difficulty. How do I scale? How do I do it quickly? And most people, and I'll say is the biggest piece of advice that I can get, and I'll say it as many times as I can, is teamwork. On all of our active duty teams, there's very rarely a Rambo. And even then he had to get dropped off by a helicopter pilot in there. So there's so much more out of the teamwork aspect. And I run a mastermind, or I'm with a mastermind here in Panama City Beach. And there's 3 other guys in this. And like, you know, they started talking about their individual stuff that they're doing. And I'm like, hey, look at each other. If you guys came together as a team, you would own this city in like a year. Own the city in a year. And too many of us, especially as investors, we want to have too much control. We want to own the process too much. We don't want to divvy it out. But if you can find and you can link up with those other A team members, you already got the Mohawk, dude. So you know what I'm talking about. Those other A team members that are just as savage as you are and have the same goals that you do, and hopefully esoteric goals, like to actually do good for the world. That team can be unstoppable, literally unstoppable. So that's where we're at now.
Love it.
Like these guys, like I said, kind of digging a little bit more into them and why I love them so much, and the velocity of learning I'm getting from them. Like the president, the guy that's kind of pulled the team together, he runs a Inc. 500 marketing company out in Colorado, and his CFO is actually on our team as well. And he was in private equity for 6 to 7 years. Then there was a father-son team out of Manhattan. They own 7 McDonald's franchises, netting like $22 million a year. They sold those businesses to specifically get into commercial multifamily, B-grade garden-style apartments.
There you go.
And dude, I'm not smart, right? Like, I throw rocks at bombs sometimes and it works. But these... these guys are smart. So they knew what they're getting into, you know, and I talked to them a lot before getting into the program, getting into the mastermind with them. Another lady's out of North Carolina. She's a vice president for marketing for Burt's Bees. Another guy's bought and sold several IT companies. And then my original partner was the vice president of training for Verizon Nationwide. So they were just kind of monsters and it was all over the place. And it's pretty awesome when we talk to brokers and they're like, so, you know, have you done a deal like this before? And we're like, no. And then we tell them the resume and they're like, oh, you ain't going to have a problem, you know? Yeah. And then I'm the lone military guy on the team, but the experience that we have and kind of the story and, you know, what we say so often is that stories sell, you know, if you can all the time. You know, investors, you know, money's money, return's a return, but they want a good story behind it. They want a story of their own. They want to be part of a bigger story, and they just might not have time. So that's what we provide them.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much to unpack, Brad, because you went on for a solid like 25 minutes and it was awesome.
I blacked out there for a minute.
I blacked out there. What happened, man? I don't know. I blacked out. I was that old school.
But it was good, though.
No. It was awesome. I mean, you went through it all. And I mean, geez, Mike, like the one thing I want to ask, and you definitely spent a lot of time on it, but the power, Mike and I talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. The power of a mastermind and education and investing in yourself. Mm-hmm. We get that question all the time, like all the time. And I was doing I have a little series called Coffee with Kevin. And if you're in if you're an Operation Adam, the Action Takers Only Mastermind, you get this for free in there. And it's, I interview people, just short 10, 15 minute interviews. We were in there with Brandon Cox, our tax advisor. And he dropped something. He said, do you know that your education that you offer is tax deductible?
And found that out this year. That was awesome.
I know, right? Like, I knew that in the back of my head. And I, you know, Brandon does my taxes. So he obviously did that for me. But you forget, right? You know, yeah. But like, that's such a huge thing. So like, there's so many people out there who are on the fence about like, you know, I really want to scale. I know that I might be in this single family position, this small multi position. I want to scale the commercial, but I don't have the network and I want to do it quickly. Like you had the analogy with the engines, you know, for the Air Force maintainer, but like get into a group, be the dumbest person in the room, surround yourself with super smart people who are doing it. I mean, dude, like what was that decision like for you? I mean, you kind of touched on it, but like what was that like light that went off?
I was having a really hard time because like most other people, I was like, I could take that money and throw it into another quad. And I had a quad lined up and a mold report came back bad on that and was going to be about 50 grand more in reno than I was expecting. And I was like, is that a sign? And then at the same time, I kind of lined up a talk with another guy who had been a pilot for 15 years and he got out cold turkey, no reserves, no nothing, got out. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to him. He's got a successful kind of single family flip business. And, you know, I was just talking to him about, you know, I'd heard about this great program. It comes with, you know, great references, great reviews, a lot of crazy business people, you know, in it that were awesome. And I was like, what's your opinion on that? And he was like, let me tell you, he was like, I spent $25,000 to go to this course to teach me how to do this. That first year I made $465,000. And I was like, ooh,
how's that for boom. Return on investment?
That sounds good. And it pushed me out of my comfort zone. Like I said, I hadn't paid for education up to that point in time. Mm-hmm. But also that payment of education was also a barrier against me going back.
Yep. Because you're not going to backslide after,
no,
like once you're in it and you're paying, you know, I'm not going to ask you how much you paid, but say $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, you're not going to be like, nah, I don't want to do this anymore. Like it's a pretty good motivation to keep doing what you're
really
doing.
It really held me up. And then, this one was up in, Richmond. There was offsites in Houston and some other places as well to go visit some assets. But, you know, once you get up there, you're immersed in a whole nother world. You know, in the military, we have like a couple fancy events, but you're never just doing client wine and dine kind of stuff. And, just really low key atmospheres of awesome dinners and bars and stuff like that. But you're able to talk business and you're excited about it all the time. It's not just business anymore. It's life. And you're talking about why you want to do this, you know, and getting the whys from other people and hearing people excited about fulfilling their dreams and how they're using this as a vehicle to fulfill their dreams. Like, spreadsheets aren't that sexy. They're not that awesome. But if you're using it to fulfill your dreams of, you know, for me, helping kids in Central African country or, you know, across the equator, stuff I'd seen with my own eyes, or
it has a little flair to it.
What if one day I could go back and like build that orphanage, that school for kids that were harmed, in Afghanistan by exploded ordnance. So, those kind of dreams really propel you. And that those are the conversations you can have, kind of in those atmospheres.
LLCs, S-Corps, joint ventures, partnership agreements, promissory notes, articles of organization. As real estate investors, we know that navigating the legal waters can be tough, to say the least. That's why ADPI has joined forces with the dream team of real estate legal ninjas at Anderson Advisors to offer our members a free strategy session with one of their senior advisors. During your one-on-one phone consultation, you'll discuss your investing goals, break down your current assets, and build out a customized entity structure tailored to you and your future. Plus, if you join Anderson Advisors Platinum Monthly Membership at only $35 per month, which includes awesome features like unlimited questions to attorneys and CPAs, 2 attorney documented reviews per month, and access to an extensive legal form online library and much more, your $2,500 startup fee will be waived. Poof, gone. So if you're like most investors and find yourself lost in the sauce of asset protection, then you need to take advantage of this exclusive offer. Click the link in this episode's show notes or navigate to www.activedutypassiveincome.com/LLC to sign up for your free consultation today. Now, let's get back to the show.
Mm-hmm. Love that. So that definitely helped. And then, yeah, the access was unbelievable. So the, you know, the people in my course were surgeons and they're business owners and they're all not dumb people and they're just as scared as I was. And the guy's like, "You're nervous?" And like I told you, I'm not nervous on here before this. I'm a bomb tech. He was like, you've done harder stuff. I guarantee everybody in here.
This guy's doing heart surgery and stuff. And yeah, you're exactly. Defusing bombs. Yeah. And they're like, I don't know how to raise
orthopedic
money.
Surgeon. Yeah. I don't know how to talk to investors. Yeah, I'm like, I don't like spreadsheets. And like, so there's a billion excuses. And that goes back to why it's so important to have a team. I don't have to do the heavy lifting of spreadsheets anymore. I literally have two guys now who do it professionally. That's their jobs. One is working with one of the largest commercial mortgage lenders in California. The other guy did private equity out of Texas for 6 to 7 years. And they literally love that stuff. They like wake up to do that stuff and it excites them to do underwrites on a Saturday. And these underwrites for commercial properties are, you know, thousands of lines of information. I get excited every time I get to talk to a potential investor. I get excited to tell them the why of why our company is doing what it's doing. And, oh yeah, by the way, your returns are going to be 5-7% annual and overall goal of 12-18%. And they're like, you know, they come back at the end and they're like, "Hey, that's awesome." You know, and so few of them say, I haven't had a one been like, "Oh, that's a bad idea." It's either, "Hey, I can't invest right now, but keep feeding me the information." Or "I love what you're doing. Like, you know, can I get more info or sign up right now?" So the overwhelming response has been amazing, but they look at the power of that team. So on our decks, you know, they see everything that everybody's accomplished and I tell them outright. And it was funny because my brother, the guy that's a pilot, his wife's Australian. And, you know, they're asking what I was doing. I gave them, you know, the pitch, showed them the slide deck, all the numbers, all that. And she goes, "Brad, take your brother hat off, or take your investor hat off and put your brother hat on. Why should we invest this money?" And I was like, the team's amazing. Mm-hmm. So if you get, and you guys at Active Duty Passive Income have an amazing team, right? You know, Mike, if you had to do this by yourself, dude, it's exhausting.
I couldn't.
You couldn't do it.
We wouldn't be anywhere right now if it was just one person. There was no way. I mean, there's no way.
Right. So we throw a lot of trust on each other. You only have to pick up the heavy lifts that you like, and they don't become heavy anymore. And so we have a ton of fun. So if you're that like beleaguered investor, you're trying to do it by yourself on the single family homes, small multifamily homes. Even if you want to do that and keep doing it, just find at least one other person to do it with you. But if you can find one other person, you can find four other people and you guys can really be cooking with gas.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's excellent. Yeah. I mean, Mike, what do you say? Shameless plug time, all of this stuff. So guys, you're listening to this podcast right now. You're wondering, boy, I wish Active Duty Passive Income had some masterminds or educational products that I could purchase. Well, we do. Operation Atom, guys, action takers only mastermind. If you're into single family, 1 to 4 units, hop on. You get me and Mike 24/7. You'll get conversations like this literally every Sunday night at 7:30 PM. We hop on with everyone in the group and we talk real estate. And it's like $15.99 a month. If you want to go bigger, like Brad's talking about, if you want to go and work on that jet engine, you know, and you don't want to work on the lawnmower engine or the whatever, go into the Multifamily Academy. Tim Kelly, Adam Labar are running that. And the July waitlist, if you go to www.activedutypassiveincome.com, there's a big banner on the top and it says, get into the July waitlist now. So, I mean, we're going to be, that new program is going to, you know, they have a limited amount of people they put in there because they want to, you know, a solid student to teacher ratio. And I mean, geez, Mike, how many people in that group are just crushing it right now? And there's people buying 100 plus unit market apartment complexes. And I mean, the education is amazing and tax deductible.
And it's very specific.
Yes.
And specific, and right?
Specific. Yeah. So that's the key part of that. Like I mentioned before, none of the information that you're going to teach is difficult. It's just specific, right? Then they've done more difficult things. If they're listening to this or they're active duty, I guarantee you anything you've done in active duty is more difficult it is more difficult than doing a large multifamily investing. I'm literally stressing right now of having to sell the small multi-unit I live in because those are the only ones I'm keeping now. I'm trying to offload all that to just get more defined and more direction in the large multifamily. I'm stressing more over 2 units. You know, maybe I'll probably gross like somewhere between 80 and 100K, but it's all myself. I'm stressing all over it. It's keeping me up at night 10 times more than the 138 unit or the 150 unit. Or the 240 unit that we're looking at as a team. So very crazy? Specific knowledge that you can get. And having that knowledge definitely takes all the anxiety off of you as the kind of beleaguered investor or the hungry investor. So I can't plug it enough. The stuff you guys do for that is awesome. Just talking to Tim a couple times and just the knowledge of how to ask somebody for that money. And it's not even asking them. You're not asking them for money. And that's what most people are scared of.
Providing an opportunity.
Providing an opportunity for them to grow and to see something bigger, be part of something bigger, which all of us know a huge part about because that's why we joined the military. Just do something bigger.
Yep.
That is it. Brad, you definitely covered a wide range of a lot and a lot of very important stuff. We talked about teamwork. We talked about the importance of having a strong why, right? And how that can impact your investing career and bring more joy to it. You know, getting rid of some of that heavy lifting and the importance of, you know, having a team and focusing on the things that, you know, you can add value to that'll help your team grow stronger. So I love that. I mean, it's important. And then of course, right, not being afraid to just go ahead and jump into the deep waters, right? I mean, you can definitely have a lot more fun and accomplish a lot more in a shorter amount of time going straight to 100 unit apartments than you will doing ones and twos and fours and fives and up all the way up until, right? Mm-hmm. So that's good. It's a lot of good stuff, man. But we're running short on time here. We got to take you into the bonus round real quick. What is your favorite book or business tool that you've used to help grow your business?
It sounds a little old school, but it's Proverbs out of the Bible. There's so much business information locked up in Proverbs. And a lot of it, like the first line is wisdom. you can get all this knowledge from school. You can meet all the investors, but if you don't have the wisdom, and so really spending time in that, because people of good character usually are able to raise a lot of capital. If you have flaws in your character, which I do, I'm consistently trying to work on those, consistently trying to weed those out. That's how I'm going to get those investors to trust me with their $100,000 retirement, their $50,000. So you have to work on being authentic. You have to work on loving people, on showing empathy, because they have a problem they're trying to solve. Mm-hmm. Maybe they need tax deductions. Maybe they need extra cash flow for a kid's college. Maybe they're saving up for retirement, whatever it is. So you got to find that empathy, and I needed a lot of work on that. And that was a book, and I go to it every morning. So focus on that a lot, and it's unbelievable. It's old school. I mean, thousands of years old.
Yeah.
And it's giving
it
you,
is the oldest,
you
know, some school, of them. Actually. Yeah, the
oldest. So it's giving you, it's packing a ton of knowledge in, and mm-hmm. I can't think of an older book that kind of talks about business as much as that book does. So Proverbs out of the Bible is good.
Proverbs.
That's awesome. Question number two, Brad, who is your biggest hero and why?
And again, like, I have to go back to it. My boy, Jesus, everybody thinks he talks about heaven and salvation, but that homeboy talks about money a lot, mm-hmm. a lot. So really getting a financial basis on what he says and being able to use that to propel my why. Can I give more? Mm-hmm. Can I take care of people more through what I'm doing? And the answer is yes. If I'm excited about it, he's giving me gifts. He loves showing me how to capital raise better, and mm-hmm. it's loving on people more. So definitely my hero for that. And the meaning of sacrifice is just unbelievable.
Love it. Love it. Love it. What do you like to do for fun? This is going to be good.
So I have to turn off my brain at night. I play banjo. I've been learning how to play banjo.
Okay.
This past nice. Year, which is,
let's break it out, awesome. Man. Where's it at?
Knock it out. But it's just another, like, a lot of people play guitar, whatever. And, kind of break back my North Carolina roots a little bit, but, hey, it's definitely one thing I've been doing for fun, but I'm not going to lie. Nothing's been more fun than getting with this team and talking to investors. Once I got the knowledge to learn how to do it, it's literally been the funnest thing I do. Like, I have to literally put my phone away now, because otherwise I'd be calling people and telling them about this opportunity. You're just taking calls constantly. Mm-hmm. So it's just been great. And it's just natural to, when people ask you, like, what are you into now? What are you doing now? And you can talk about the fun things you're doing for other people. It's amazing.
Yeah. That's it. I love that you found your passion, and I think Mike and I found our passions, and I love when one of our students goes and really digs in and finds their passion, but it's a lot of work. There's a lot of education. You got to educate yourself.
Have to.
And we kind of take this, going off a little sidebar here, but we take this, everyone, there's so much education that you can get, and there's so many different real estate topics, and everyone's like, oh, well, I don't know what I want to do. Well, take a little dip into each one. Find out what makes you the most curious, and then freaking drill down into that. And there's a small chance that you might find your passion. And if you do, you're not going to be able to put your phone away, because you're going to be so excited talking to people about, but that is worth it. For everyone listening out there, doing that work is worth finding your passion and finding happiness and joy in life. Because I just feel bad for people who haven't yet. And, to be honest, I think the majority of people haven't. They just kind of get put into the system, and it's
100%.
It's not right. All right. I went on a sidebar there. My bad. All right. Question number four, Brad. If you had three nuggets that you could give, a newbie real estate investor, just maybe getting started with small multifamily, or maybe they want to jump right into large multifamily, what would those three nuggets be?
Build a team.
Boom.
Yeah, I don't care whether you're doing single family home investing, small multi-units, you go into commercial, you build that team. As soon as you get out of yourself, away from your ego, away from all the stuff, that's what's holding you back. As soon as you get away from that and kind of push it away, you're going to be so fruitful. You won't even know yourself a year from now if you get on a team. They hold you accountable. They push you beyond where you ever could have gone by yourself. And it makes the entire experience just literally fun. Right. And some ways to get into that, you know, a local mastermind group of just meeting local meetup groups. But these paid courses are amazing because the people that are there want the same thing. So you mm-hmm. automatically know going into it that they have the same outlook as you do. And that makes for an amazing place to build those teams. And you can find the dude that likes to do spreadsheets, or you can find the dude that likes to capital raise, or you can find the guy that just loves insurance. I don't know how those guys exist, but they love insurance, like, or right. know the tax code, but they love digging into that kind of stuff. As soon as you can find those other people that compliment you, you're going to explode.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. I 100% agree. Well said.
All right. And then the final question. Oh, I'm sorry.
That was the final question.
My final question now is, tell us how we can get connected with you, Brad, and of course, you know, Growth View team and what you guys are doing out there.
So you can get a hold of me via email, brad@thegrowthview.com. And that's the view spelled V-U-E, Vested United Equity. Call my cell phone personally. I will pick up or text me at 828-446-4813. And it sounds weird, but somebody else did that on a podcast. I called them, and that's kind of what projected me. So throw it out there. Hey. If you need encouragement, love. You want to know if you want to buy these courses, if it's the right way for you, something like that, I'll just give you unfiltered me and tell you, you know, kind of my perspective on it. Our website is thegrowthview.com. And again, growthview and the V-U-E.com. So awesome. You guys get a hold of me there. I'm more than happy to talk, to share. This is a team sport. There's more than enough for everybody. There's barely any competition. So we're all here to help, and my entire team's here to help you guys out.
Excellent.
Love it, man.
Thank you so much, Brad. This has been a really awesome and insightful interview. And I think we're gonna post those contact, that all your contact information is going to be in the show notes. And when those go out, you know, for those of you watching it live, I hope you took notes on that number. For those of you who are going to be listening to this down the road, all this information is in the show notes, and we'd love for you to reach out to Brad.
Yep.
Outstanding. That was an awesome episode. Thanks so much to our special guest, and thanks to you for listening. If you haven't hit the subscribe button yet, make sure you go and do that. Or schedule a call with us by texting ADPI to 444-999 or checking out our website at www.activedutypassiveincome.com to find out how you can get started on your financial freedom journey today. I'll see you guys next week.